Good morning. Good morning. I'm too used to doing 21 days in the mornings. Good evening, everyone. And welcome to our No One Left Behind, to our 7 days and 90 minutes. And it is great to have you here. We are going to spend the next 90 minutes doing the 7-day stress and overwhelm and anxiety healing intensive in just 90 minutes. Okie doke. Are you ready for that? Are you ready? Are you feeling stressed out about it? Oh, I just got a call off of Master Exilium membership site with a Vedic astrologer, Carol Allen, and she just shared that there's some interesting astrological configurations that right now that are actually creating a little bit of frenetic energy, that is actually creating a little bit of stress. And I believe wholeheartedly that the universe, the stars, including the stars, including astrology, is here supporting us. And so so this is all here supporting us, and there's no accidents that I am doing a program on stress, anxiety, and overwhelm when the astrological configuration is there to support us. Here's what I know, that when we hold an intention to move through something, when we hold an intention for a bigger dream, everything that is not in alignment with that dream is going to show up, and support us in finding and tracking and being the energy, the power, the energy and the power of that which we are seeking. So just imagine right now, if you have a dream of peace, if you have a dream of freedom, if you have a dream of abundance, if you have a dream of health, and you really are pursuing that dream, and you're here for a reason. You're likely here because there's a question you want answered, right? So you've got an intention, you've got a dream, and everything that is not in alignment with that dream is going to show up. It's going to show up and guide you. It's going to show up and show you. It's going to show up and show you and reveal to you everything that is no longer in alignment. And that includes your beliefs. I want to read something to you that I wrote that was about one of our powerful sessions that we've been having in the 21-day program. So what if the belief you have about what is causing stress is causing stress? What if the belief you have about the stress in your life is causing the stress? Okay? So whether it's physical upset, financial upset, relationships upset, your thoughts about the circumstances are giving power to those circumstances and creating stress. You have this magical pointer. It's called your index finger. I'm using it as a metaphor. And we often point at the things that are going wrong in our life. And this magical index finger that we're pointing at gives power to those things. So one of the first things that we did in our 7-day program is we started a little journal. And the journal, and I would like you to do this, and it's not going to be hard at all. I'm going to just ask you to do one page, because the people who are here tonight because they didn't have time to do 7 days. They're so stressed out. They don't have time to do it. So that's what this program is for. It's for you. Okay? So right now, get a piece of paper, and you're going to start capturing every day 5 things that are right about your life. That's it. That's your journal. Because I know you don't have time for anything else. That alone is going to make a difference. 5 things that are right about your life. Take 5 things and what are right. Is there no sound? Am I having a problem with the sound, Rita? Sorry, it looks like Facebook Live is having sound problems again. Okay, the sound is working. Okay, so if your sound isn't working, then it's likely your device. Oh, it scared me because I had some problems with the sound this morning. Okay, we're good. And you can see that those are moments that show up that could cause stress if we allow it. So what happens in those moments, and I almost went into one and I noticed it and paused. So you're able to pause in instances, and you're going to be able to do that by the end of tonight. And so So what are you pointing at? What are you pointing at? Start every day pointing at five things that are right about your life. I can point at my beautiful brand new kitties. Oh my God, they're so adorable. I could point at those five times during the day and say that is just the most absolutely thing that is right about my life. I could point at my best friend Mary and say that's so right about my life. I could point about my beautiful green Italian leather chair that is a recliner that doesn't look like a recliner. I love that chair. And so when you point at what's right, think of five things right now. And if you want, share on the Facebook group if you're watching on Facebook Live. If you're not, you can use the form there. And just share with me just a couple of things that you're thinking of now that are right with your life, that are good with your life. Think about that, okay? That alone creates a different vibration. And now what's happening, there's an unwinding happening already. As your mind starts to chew on these things and start to consider, there are things in my life that I point at a lot that are wrong. And you're giving your power to that. Instead, give your power to what's right. Give your power to what's right in your life. Okay, so I'm going to get back to what I was reading. Whether it's physical upset, financial upset, relationships upset, your thoughts about the circumstances are giving power to those circumstances and creating stress. So that's your first stress antidote, which is what's right in your life. I feel like I'm going to go really fast here because I really want to get this in so you get this. So as we crack the walnuts, and I'm going to explain what that means in a moment, of old emotions and old beliefs, by using the current circumstances, okay? So the current circumstances are here to provide, remember I said everything that is not in alignment with who you want to be is going to show up to nudge you into an unwinding, into a new understanding, and into a new discernment, into healing core issues, into going in and healing core beliefs. These things are going to show up. So, when we use those circumstances, instead of pointing at them and saying they're wrong, when we use them, two things happen, and not necessarily in this order. One, the stress decreases. When we, instead of pointing at something and saying it's wrong, we point our direction to what's right, number one, or we point at our circumstances and say, what if that thing is actually guiding me to releasing the things that don't align with my dreams, with what I want? What if my life is here for me? What if my life isn't giving me any more than I can handle? You know that old saying that God doesn't give you anything more than you can handle? I think it's a little different. I think God gives us exactly what we are ready for. And so if you've been hoping and praying for something different in your life, everything that is not in alignment with that different is going to show up, and the circumstances of your life is what shows up. So instead of pointing at it and saying it's wrong, we can point at it and saying, I'm going to use this, and I'm going to teach you tonight how to use this. Okay? Using the current circumstances creates two things. Number one, the stress decreases. Okay, you have more space in your field to respond and make new choices moving into the observer. I'm going to talk about that and the still point of your healing. That's what happens. Stress decreases because we are now responding to our life. We have an ability to respond, which is responsibility. And when you are responsible for your life, when you're able to respond, it means you have space in your life. And when you have space, you have capacity. And when you have capacity, you have choice. And when you have choice in your life, you are free. You're free. Right? Stress decreases in the face of freedom, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Right? Okay. Secondly, the second thing that happens as we crack the walnuts, and I'll talk about that, what that means in a minute, and we unwind the old emotions, we point at the beliefs and we see them and we have them instead of them having us, and we use the current circumstances of our life. The second thing that happens is that the circumstances themselves change because your vibrational field no longer requires that circumstance in order to change. Isn't that amazing? Grace said it. I am free. Yeah, baby. Isn't that amazing? Your current circumstances are no longer required in order to get your attention, in order to change. So the circumstances change. Right? How do you get over your reaction, which caused the anxiety and stress? Got it. Okay, good. So here's what happens. I'm going to tell you a little story. First, part of my spontaneous transformation technique, which we'll be doing tonight, is to do a cognitive conversation so your mind can chew on things. And when it's chewing on things and considering things, it creates an opening, an ignition, an opening that allows you to feel, allows you to be more present, allows the heart to start to take over. The heart, which is part of the higher self, starts to take over. So a big question that the mind, a lot of what the mind does creates stress, and it's not the mind's fault. And I'm going to tell a little story to explain why. It's not the mind's fault, but the mind is asking questions that can't be answered. A really good question that the mind loves to ask is, how? Yeah, but how? Yeah, but how? And it also says, yeah, but you don't know my situation. The mind loves to avoid at all costs going to core emotions. And so it will create coping mechanisms that stop the momentum towards changing these things that will change the circumstances, that will create peace, that will change circumstances, that will create more peace, and so on. So the mind avoids it at all costs, because the very first time you felt those emotions, there was trauma involved. The very first time you felt those emotions, it probably wasn't even safe to express those emotions. And I'm going to tell you a story right now about trauma and how that plays in what's going on and why the mind asks questions like, but how, but how, but how? And there's no answer, is there? If you had an answer, you wouldn't have to ask how. So we reformat the question. The question now becomes something quite different. And by the end of tonight, you're going to know, you're going to identify a new way to ask the questions. Okie doke, I promise. So let me go into the story. Wow, we're not even 15 minutes in. We're doing good. Getting through a lot of material. I'm so excited. Okay. So for those of you who have been in my programs before, you've definitely heard this, and it's always good to hear it at different stages of your evolution. For those of you who are brand new, this story is really going to be significant, because it's going to tell you a little bit about why you react to life, why you react and create stress in your life. There's a really good reason why. This is actually quantum physics stuff here. And it's real. It's proven scientifically that this is for sure happening, okay? This is what causes neural pathways of stress. And because you're going to understand it now, it's going to start the unraveling. Now, I also want you to know, for those who aren't familiar with my work, that I do a system of healing called the Spontaneous Transformation Technique. And there's a specific frequency. I know that sounds a little weird. It's a little woo-woo, but it's actually true, that supports your mind in understanding some of these concepts. So know that right now you are being supported. You are being supported right this minute with the frequency of the spontaneous transformation. The intention is very, very strong. So just know that you're going to be able to take in more information than you normally would in this 90-minute session. Does that feel true? And if it doesn't feel true, what if it were true? Just tap into that. What if it were true that there's this frequency hanging out right here? I'm going to tell you what it really is. It's really love. It's this frequency of spontaneous transformation frequency that contains within it love and allowing and compassion that is supporting you right now so profoundly that in 90 minutes you're going to be able to take in more information than you could normally. What if that were true? What would that be like right now? Just describe to yourself, what if that were true? Just pretend for a minute with me that were true. What would that be like? If there's this frequency that is supporting you right now, what would that be like if it were true? Just pretend with me. And here's what I would ask for you. If you really, really want to release stress, there's a reason why you're here, then pretend. For the next 90 minutes, just put aside your skepticism for a moment. What's the worst that can happen? I'm a whack job and this isn't real. That's the worst. If nothing else, it's going to be entertaining. Okay? If nothing else, it's going to be entertaining. And just know that, play with me. Pretend for the next 90 minutes. Just pretend that this is all fantasy and put on some beginner's mind hat and see what it is. Right? Good. So, Rita, there's some customer service issues. The sound is good and there's nothing to log into, Morgan, so not sure what's going on. All right, so here we go. Here's the story. Here's the story of what's happening in our lives, okay? So imagine there's this little boy, and he's had the most astonishing, blissful day. He was at the skateboard park all day. He landed a whole bunch of jumps he's been working on all summer. His friends were there and watched it. It got filmed. It went on Facebook. It went viral. He had the most amazing day. And he's going home, and he's got a skateboard under his arm, and he finds this really cool stick, right? So he picks up this stick, and he starts pushing it against. Sorry about that, folks. It looks like I got disconnected for some reason. My phone went out. Yay! So the energy is running pretty high right now. I'm going to end one. Okay, hopefully you can hear me on the call here. I don't know what just happened, but my phone looked like it went out. Okay, so I think I'm back on the internet. If you folks on the internet could just give me a thumbs up on the form there that you can hear me no problem, that would be great. See if I can hear my own voice. Can I hear my, yep. Okay. So these are moments of stress, right? Okay. Yeah, okay, good. You can hear me on the internet now. So my phone went out. I'm on a landline. What are the, you know, how does a landline drop? You ask yourself. Well, sometimes the energy of the calls are quite high, and it messes with the electronics. I'm really starting to see that a lot more lately. Okay, so here we are. We've got the little boy, and he's had an amazing day at the skate park. He's walking down the street, and he's got his stick, and he's creating a really cool beat on each fence. And he's coming up to a fence that's closer to home, and it's a lower white picket fence. And he doesn't know that there's a dog in the yard. There's a Rottweiler in the yard with a fault in his collar. And he's pushing his stick along this fence. It's a long fence. And the dog is getting in a froth about this kid pushing his stick against his fence, right? This is dog territorial, right? So as he gets close to the dog lunges, the collar breaks, he jumps over the fence and starts to chase the boy. The boy drops his skateboard, and he is running for his life. The Rottweiler grabs his pant leg. The little boy falls, and he skins his knees, and right as the dog is about to pounce, the owners catch it and stop it and are able to calm the dog right down, okay? And so in that moment, he is like traumatized. He went from pure bliss to almost dying. Okay? So he runs home. He gets up right then and there and just runs for his life still. He's not quite sure if the dog's caught, but he knows he's free and he's running. So he runs home. He runs into his house. He runs into the kitchen. And his mom's there dealing with his six other brothers and sisters, trying to cook a meal. And she is frazzled beyond measure. She looks him up and down. She realizes in her mind she can't handle what's going on, and she just says to him, "You're fine. You're alive. Go upstairs and clean up." And then she goes, "Hey, wait a minute. Where's your skateboard?" And he says that he left it, and before he even gets the sentence out, his mom is reaming him out for losing his skateboard. "Do you know how much that costs?" And so on and so forth, okay? "And your brother did this, and he's now, and I've got," and she starts talking about the other brothers and sisters, and he's like, he just is kind of in shock, so he goes up to his room, okay? That is stress. That is trauma, I should say. That is trauma, okay? Now, here's what happened in multiple moments along that journey of trauma, okay? So he created a set of beliefs about who he is and what life is. He decided in that moment, likely, here's one belief, possible belief he may have come up with, which is, if I'm in bliss, I could die. Can you see how that could be a possible belief? And now imagine, he's now a young man, he's in his late 30s, not married yet. And every time he's fallen in love a couple of times, but he gets terrified. So that love energy is very similar to bliss. And you can see how that creates a coping mechanism, a pattern of not committing, because if there's love, I could die, because love feels a lot like bliss. You getting this? This is the beliefs that get formed that run deep in the unconscious that are ruts in our neural pathways. Okay, so another belief is, might have been that my mom thinks my skateboard is more important than me. So things become more important than people. And that can sometimes show up in that same relationship where the only way he can show love is to give gifts, to give things, because things are more important than love. Are you seeing this? This is how beliefs form. This is how our patterns of behavior are formed, through these beliefs that are deep in the unconscious and running deep, deep in the unconscious. Okay, so another belief is my brother's more important than me, my skateboard's more important than me, my mom doesn't love me. You can see that thousands of beliefs fell out of this one incident. That's just one trauma. Okay, so here's what happens. In that moment, there are these emotions that get held. Okay, so in a really healthy situation, the mom would have been there for him and he would have been able to express all the emotions of fear and terror and angst and upset in the moment and resolved it in the moment. So we as human beings, we are emotional beings. When something happens, an emotion is a pathway through what is going on and it releases the trauma. In most trauma, especially PTSD, the emotions are not expressed. It's not safe to express the emotions. It's not appropriate in some ways to express the emotions. In some cases, it would have been dangerous to express the emotions in the midst of trauma. So here's what happens, and this is where the walnuts can't come in. We, as a soul, know that this emotion could crack us up, could shatter our psyche. So, and we don't know how to deal with it, so we just hold it. We put it into a holding pattern. We put a hard coating around it. So the emotion is there, surrounded by a hard coating. And when I saw this for the first time, this mechanism of suppression and repression, an important mechanism, by the way, an important one, because it helped us to survive, right? It helped us to get through these things because our psyche couldn't handle it or it wasn't dangerous to feel these emotions, so they got held in these walnuts. And that's what I was shown. I was shown that these are little walnuts. And so many of us have hundreds, if not thousands, and I personally think I probably had over a million walnuts of beliefs held and suppressed in my field of being. That, okay, so here's the next part of it. We have an intention to do something. Now, in our way from intention to manifestation is a whole pile of walnuts that have beliefs in them about how it's not safe. Now, the other thing that happens is the heart gets vacated because it's too painful. Too many painful things happened. And the beliefs we formulated and the conclusions we made in those moments, like, I must not be good enough, or it's not safe to show my light, or I've got to be still in order to be safe, or I've got to be frenetic in order to be safe. These are the kind of conclusions we made. These are the beliefs that are running. And so that is what shows up now instead. So we... and we vacated the heart because there's too much pain. So now the mind is in charge, and it's doing a skill set it was never intended to do. The mind was never intended to do the skill set of guiding the soul. The mind is this beautiful intellect that loves to understand and discern and bring to the soul itself some intelligence, some intel. That's the power of the mind. But when the mind's in charge, it doesn't have that guidance. So it goes to worry and fear and stress and overwhelm and anxiety. And that results in pointing at what's wrong. Okay, so the opportunity now is to actually use life to crack those walnuts. Because what's happening is we are reacting from that really old place, deep in the subconscious. We're reacting by default. So have you ever had one of those moments where you're walking along and you're talking to someone and you just get triggered and you have this huge reaction? And afterwards you kind of go, the reaction was way bigger than the incident required. You ever have those moments? Well, that is a moment of a walnut that is saying, don't go there. And the mind is saying, we've been in protection mode of that particular walnut for a really long time. It gets to stay safely in suppression. Because that's the only model. That is the neural pathway. That's the rut of that neural pathway. We have to use protection mechanisms to protect those feelings from coming out at all costs. But here's the deal. We are all grown up now. That trauma is over and completed. Unfortunately, it didn't unwind because we didn't have the support we needed. We didn't have the environment we required in order to resolve it. So let me give you an example. Had we resolved it, here's what would have happened if that little boy had resolved that. He wouldn't have had all these walnuts that were created from that one incident. Here's what would have happened. His mom would have been present for him and would have taken time from it. Probably wouldn't have taken much more than an hour. Maybe an hour the next day and an hour the next day, checking in. How are you doing? Are you still afraid? His mom would have gotten with the neighbor, and they would have slowly but surely introduced the dog to him, and he and the dog would have become best friends. Okay? The mom wouldn't have cared about the skateboard, would have only cared about him. The brothers and sisters would have gotten involved and said, oh, my God, it must have been so scary. There would have been empathy there. You see this? None of the walnuts would have been created in those moments. It would have just been resolved, and the little boy would have grown up and not had any issues with things being more important than people or with commitment or any of those coping mechanisms. Are you seeing this? So these are the things that create stress in our world. What creates stress in our world is our reactions to them based on what happened a really, really long time ago. Oh, my gosh, there's a powerful healing happening right now. Ooh, I'm almost getting a little emotional as I'm feeling some of your minds going, oh, my gosh. And your mind is starting to go, wow, it's chewing on it. It's chewing on it. Right? Wow. Your mind is saying, some of your minds are saying, so there's this beautiful unwinding. The STT frequencies are here present now and supporting you in unwinding. When I say unwinding, what we're doing is right now, we are unwinding some of those walnuts. And here's the coolest part about those walnuts. First of all, they saved you. They helped you to survive. There's nothing wrong with them. There's nothing wrong with these old beliefs. Nothing wrong at all. There's nothing going wrong. Number two, when we unwind them, what we discover is right in the middle of that beautiful walnut is the diamond of truth of who you are. That's just been hidden. In that moment of upset, we hit a little piece of our soul. But it's still there. And the pathway through is through feeling the feelings. That's the pathway through. So the first thing I'm going to suggest is that when something shows up, when stress shows up, and it's stress, there's going to be stress here, in particular, at least astrologically, until July, the first week in July. So there's a lot of people are going through it. There's no accident that this program is here for you right now. No accident. Because the world is providing, the universe is providing grist for your mill. is providing circumstances that allow you to unwind these things, to see what's really going on and use it to crack open some of those walnuts and allow those feelings to finally be expressed, to finally give voice to it. And that's what the spontaneous transformation technique system of healing does. It cracks the walnuts. It allows the emotions to finally be expressed in a very gentle, loving, honorable way. And that we're going to do some of that tonight. Okay, so that is the story of stress, and there's already an unwinding happening just as your mind starts to chew on it. And for those of you on Facebook Live who are not familiar with my work, I put my hands up when I'm feeling the energy. Okay, and for those of you who are on the call, if you want to join Facebook Live, just click on the Facebook button there, and Rita is accepting people as fast as she can. So let me just see if there's... Yeah. So Laiko is saying, I feel guilty about what I said to my sons about some moments. It's okay. We don't have to go there. We don't have to. It's okay. You were doing the best you could. If you knew better, you would have done better. Now you can do better. So that's the other thing that we can start doing, is clean things up as we start getting better at this. Okay? We get to clean it up. I was in Kinko's the other day, and now called FedEx office, and I was a bitch. I was not a very nice woman to this poor guy who had broken printers, and I had been there for a while, and I was working with a copier that didn't make any sense. It was non-intuitive, completely non-intuitive. I did everything right. It wasn't working. There was a big line. He couldn't help me, and I had already been there for an hour because of other things that were going on. I was frustrated. And so I was just such a bitch, and I had a real tone with him. And in that moment, I got to use the circumstances. I know what this work is now. So I know that there was a walnut ready to be cracked open right there and then, right in the Kinko's office. And it doesn't have to be messy. So right then and there, I did some spontaneous transformation myself, which we're about to do. And I unwound that part of me that made a conclusion about what life is, that it needs to be constantly frustrating, and that men in particular are part of that frustration. And so I instantly felt better. And unwound it and gave voice and let that little one have a voice, which you're about to experience. And the next thing I did after that is I went when he had some space and the line was gone, and I apologized. I cleaned it up. And I said, I'm so sorry for the tone I took with you. I recognize that you have a lot going on here. You had a lot of people that were frustrated. I'm sorry for being one of those. I'm sorry that I was rude to you. It wasn't okay. And I hope you'll forgive me. And I said, I can see that you're a really honorable man that does a really good job here. And I cleaned it up. And we had a really beautiful conversation after that about life and about things and about men and women and what his job is and what his hopes are. It was beautiful. So we're doing the best we can until we can do better, period. We're working from our beliefs. So if you're feeling guilty, use it. If all of a sudden you're having a reaction by hearing what I'm saying and saying, oh, my God, I didn't make mistakes. I think there's only one person on the planet who doesn't make any mistakes, and they just don't know they're making mistakes because they're narcissistic. Every single one of us makes mistakes every day. And what if these are not mistakes? What if they're not mistakes? What if they're just life showing up in different hues and densities, nudging us to an expansion that is asking us for? What if it's our very soul that is nudging us in every moment, and that it looks like a mistake and we can reframe it now? And maybe we don't have to point at it and say, I was wrong, I was bad, I messed up. Instead, we get to say, I was doing the best I could, and now I can do better. And now I can use that, whatever emotion is there, and go in and crack that walnut open and love and honor myself. What if that's true? Right? All right. So everyone take a nice deep breath. That was a lot to start with. So we're going to go on a little journey right now. This is a more advanced version of the spontaneous transformation system of healing. And we're going to discover something about ourselves. And this is, again, something that we did on day two of the seven-day journey. No, this is day one. There's also, all of you are in the post, there's a bonus call that goes into this deeper. And I am hoping that you'll get addicted to this so that you'll continue the 21 days with us. Because, boy, 21, when you gift yourself with just 30 minutes a day, for 21 straight days, your life is different. You can start scrolling through and reading what some people are sharing about what this program did for us, did for them, and for me. But we're going to go on a journey right now to discover something really remarkable about you. And in this, by the time we're done, you're going to be in this frame of reference that changes the dynamics of how stress can even show up in your life. You're going to have a new tool in your toolkit that allows you to really, really be focused. So something I would like to mention right now is that whatever you're commenting on Facebook and whatever you're commenting on the form there, if you're telling me the story of your condition, it's okay. It's good. It's all good. There's nothing wrong with that. But you're now in this 21-day stress program. Even if you stay with just the 90 minutes here, I want you to notice that you're pointing at what's wrong, that you are sharing the story in all its glory, and there's nothing wrong with that again. It's okay to do that. What I want you to do, though, is I want you to start noticing. Noticing that you're doing that. Noticing that you're sharing the story of what's wrong, and it's okay. This is really new for some of you. It's good that you're sharing. It's all good. This is a place to share. However, whatever you share is part of the vibration that you are holding for yourself. And so if you're sharing, it's your magic pointer is pointing right now at what's wrong. So keep sharing, but notice now, what does it feel like? Does it create contraction when you keep sharing the story about what's wrong in your life? And again, I am not telling you to be the police, the word police, or the emotion police at all, because the story is incredibly important. But what is more important right now is the fact that you notice that you tell the story a lot. That is an indicator that that is where a lot of your energy is being pointed at, and that is what expands. Okay? Again, nothing wrong with it. I want to be really, really clear here. It's good to share. It's important to share. However, notice what it feels like. So right now you are in a noticing intensive, a noticing camp, if you will. You're going to notice for the rest of our time together everything that you're feeling and experiencing. You're going to notice your patterns. You're going to notice the patterns of the neural pathways. You're going to notice the patterns of your mind. You're going to notice. You're going to notice these things. And in the noticing, you're shining the light of consciousness on them. And when you're shining the light of consciousness on you and your life and the patterns, you now have it instead of it having you. It's no longer in your unconscious running things by default. You can now see it. You can't unknow it. You can't not know now that you have this pattern of pointing at things that the story of what's wrong with your life. And again, there is nothing wrong with that. But notice how often you do it. Notice that it's the first thing you share. So if you want to share now, it's totally okay. But also notice, this is very different, Lori, than the law of attraction. Not very different. It is it's different than the law of attraction. Not very. There's some nuances here that are quite different because we go into the core and unwind it. It's a healing versus just law of attraction. But thank you for sharing that. Thank you for letting me talk about that. So if you want to share the story of what's wrong with you, that's okay. Here's what I'd love for you to do. I'd love for you to maybe do a sentence at the end of it that says, I'm noticing this about what I just shared. Okay? Just do that. Sound good? Just the next hour or so. All right. We're going to go on a journey now. We're going to go on a journey right now to your brilliance. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited what you're about to experience. Okay. So where are we going to start from? Okay, we're going to go into the sacred chamber. So I never know what we're going to do. I had a short outline based on the 7 days. I have to listen to guidance that is actually coming from you, through my guidance, through me to you. Okay, so this is all you. All of this is you. I'm just really good at hearing what you want. That's my gift, is I get to hear clearly what it is that your guidance is coming through my guidance to give to you. So I'm listening right now. We're going to go into the sacred chamber. So everyone take a nice deep breath right now. And just feel this moment. And if at any point in time you're not getting it, you think you're not doing it right, just pretend that you are. just pretend for a minute that, oh, I'm getting this. Or just say to yourself, what if I were getting it? Wonder what that would feel like. And just play there, okay? This is all beautiful stuff that gets us around the mind, because right now the mind doesn't want us to do this. It's a little bit afraid because it's protecting us from this for so long. And it wants us to be safe. So first of all, let's start there. Let's just ask our beautiful mind to just, oh, let's love our mind, first of all. Oh, our mind has been doing the most amazing job with a skill set it was never designed to do. And it's just like, oh, what an amazing mind we have that has kept us safe, that has kept us protected. Thank you, mind. And we're just going to ask the mind for this little journey, if it would be willing to just to tag along as a witness only and not interject and not intervene and not analyze and not go stop the vision so that you can go back and remember, oh, I worked with this other heel who did something similar, but their stuff was so much better than that. That's all the mind creating avoidance tactics, okay? So whenever that's happening, you just say, hey, beautiful mind, remember you agreed to just witness this? And I want you here, but in just for the next 10 minutes or so, I'd like you to just be a witness and see if your mind can agree to that. Okay. And the mind is saying, I've already felt some changes. Okay, this kind of feels safe, and this is kind of logical, and there's some science here. Oh, okay, I'm willing to just be a witness for the next 10 minutes. Good. Okay, good. So bring your attention to this very moment of time. And what would it be like if you were in the moment? Just think about that. Just pretend for a minute that you're in the moment. What would that be like if you were absolutely in the absolute pure, pristine, still point of the moment? There we go. What would that be like? There we go. And we're there. There we go. Oh, wow, that's a powerful healing pulse happening with that. Boy, you guys are powerful. Whoa. There we go. Good. Good. So now from here, we're going to go into the very middle of your brain. We're just going to pretend that we're going into the center point of the very brain. So if you were to kind of go like from the middle of the third eye, you know, through the kind of ear canal and triangulate to the very center point of your brain. If you know anatomy, it's where the pineal gland is. And if you don't, it doesn't matter. Just go to the very center of your brain. And right there, there's an elevator. Right at the pineal gland there, right at the center of your brain, there's an elevator there. So you're going to step on the elevator. And there's a button that says to sacred chamber. Isn't that cool? You're going to press the button. And for those of you who are not visual, just sense all this. You don't have to be visual to do any of this. And by the way, you can't do any of this wrong. Sorry. Sorry for those minds who really, really like to do things, pretend that they do things wrong and then beat themselves up for it. You can't do any of this wrong. Apologies. I'm being a little facetious. You can't get this wrong. Okay? So just pretend. Just go along with it. See what happens. So you're on the elevator, you press the button, the elevator doors close, and it starts to take you down, 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 deep, deep, deeper and deeper and deeper. And as you go deeper and deeper, you can feel this relaxation happening in your physical body. Oh. Deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper you go. And then the elevator starts to go in a different direction. It starts to go through some wormholes. And it kind of goes sideways and left and right and up and down and left and right, but it's gentle and loving. And it's going through wormholes because it's taking you in it to a dimension, a new dimension. It is the dimension of being, of absolute being. It's the dimension of the still point. In fact, we're going to the very center of your soul. So the elevator is going through these wormholes and it comes to a standstill. You're there. And the elevator's doors open and you step right into the center point of your soul, the sacred chamber of you. And it's the you that is the infinite and eternal you. It's the you that is the heritage of light you. It's the you that is the archangel you, the angel you, the angelic you. It is the you of your higher self, of your oversoul. It is the you of your stillness. And so just pretend again with me that you're stepping into your sacred chamber. Just pretend that that's happening. What would that be like if you were stepping inside the center point of your soul, the eternal and infinite energy of you? What would that be like? Oh, my gosh. There's a beautiful healing pulse happening as you just consider that. And you take a few steps deeper and a few steps deeper, and those who are visual can look around and see the beauty of this place. You see what it's made of. You see some of the things around it. and you're in awe that this place is you. It's you. And it's made up of the most beautiful, refined qualities of you, the divine qualities themselves, like joy and love and happiness and contentment and flow and abundance and wealth and love and light and safety and alignment and balance and health and wholeness. And all these things are the fabric, the threads that make up the fabric of this place. And you also notice something really cool. There's this beautiful stillness here. And as you notice the stillness, you notice that it's like the stillness of the moment. And the stillness contains within it this beautiful, refined, neutral energy. It's neutral. Just neutral. That means there are no conditions. There are no expectations. There are no attachments. And again, if your mind is saying, yeah, but what if, and analyzing and reminding you of your groceries, just ask the mind to remember you promised that you would just witness just for this little journey. The mind's like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. And let the mind seep into the stillness as well and receive from this stillness. That's it. That's it. So here you are in this beautiful place, in this beautiful, beautiful place. And Laurie, I would love for you to just be in your still point and notice that your mind is telling you what it's like. And it's okay because that's a reference point for safety. Okay, so Laurie is saying these are like hypnotherapy scripts. Yes and no, and it doesn't matter. That's just a beautiful thing for you. And I'm not judging or criticizing by any stretch. I'm just want you to notice that your beautiful mind, your beautiful mind, is using that as a moment of distraction. And bring yourself back right back into this and just acknowledge that your mind loves doing that. And it's okay that it loves doing that, but notice it. It's a bit of a pattern. Okay? Beautiful. So bring your attention back into this beautiful sacred chamber and notice what's here. That's right. Notice the stillness here. Notice the stillness that's here. And so what if you were grounded in this place and feel powerful in this place? What if this place can, and so Michelle, if you're getting dizzy, that's your beautiful mind wanting you to distract away from it. What if that's not dizziness? That's just energy that's moving through. What if that were true? Perfect. So just notice the energy here. Notice how you're standing in a position of power and groundedness. Notice that. Notice that you're sitting in a position of power and groundedness. Okay, so all of you who are on the Facebook group, for the next 10 minutes, stop typing and experience the session. Okie doke? Because it's just a beautiful opportunity for the mind to really get involved. Okay, so just for the, and that's an unusual thing to ask of in a Facebook Live, is to stop typing. But just stop right now and be present in this place because we're about to do something so powerful, so important. Okay? And I don't want you to miss a thing. So what if in this moment, I've done this so many times and I've witnessed the mind literally hundreds of thousands of times and I've watched how minds love to avoid. And I'm just witnessing right now some minds avoiding. And it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It's there to protect you. So there we go. We've got some movement now. Excellent. Excellent. Oh, man, there we go. There we go. So be present in the sacred chamber now and feel yourself in this beautiful place of you, in your authentic, beautiful nature. That's it. That's it. And just feel the stillness that is here. Notice the stillness. And just describe it to yourself for this moment. What's it like to be in this place of you in stillness? This place of your eternal and infinite self. Just describe it to yourself right now. That's it. Just describe it. Good. That's it. Oh, lovely, lovely. Okay, so just over there, there's kind of a brightness over there. So you're going to bring your attention over to that area. And as you get closer, you see a powerful mirror. It's an oval mirror, oval stand-up, and it's enormous. It's really large. And as you get closer to the mirror, the mirror reveals the true qualities of you, your divine qualities. It reveals that you are like this sliver of God himself, of God herself, of divinity itself. And again, just pretend with me. This is all metaphor. And that you are this beautiful sliver of divinity. And it's showing you the qualities of your divine nature. So as you look in the mirror, all you see is what God would see. All you see is what God sees. And what does God see? All you see is what the divine nature of you. And there are these qualities that you are recognizing, you're recognizing. And these qualities are you in your purest energy. These qualities are you in your purest energy. That's it. Ah, and you get to recognize, recognize who you are as these beautiful qualities of you. You get to see you. So when I look in the mirror, this beautiful mirror that shows me who I truly am, who I am through all the layers of walnuts and upset, this mirror shows me that I am wise. That I am adventurous, that I am mischievous, that I enjoy laughter and fun. Not enjoy, I am laughter and fun. That I am extremely creative. I'm a creative being. That's what I see when I look in this mirror. What do you see? Find those qualities. Find those qualities that mirror is reflecting to you. Now something's going to happen here. You, this mirror, is kind of like, it's not quite a mirror, you realize. And what you realize is that this is like an eye, and it's the eye of divinity, of source, of God itself. It's the eye of God. And the eye of God sees only your brilliant, amazing qualities and is reflecting them to you. What's it feel like to see these qualities? Now, here's what's really cool is this eye, this mirror eye, is inviting you in. It's actually a doorway. And you can walk right through this eye into this very special chamber. And this, as you walk through it, it's as if you are embodying, merging with all of these qualities of you, and you can feel them in your physical body. You can feel them and sense them in your mind. Right? Right? Can you sense that? There's been an initiation, an activation as you walked through that eye into this very special chamber. And this chamber is a chamber of concentrated love. And it's this beautiful stillness. Beautiful stillness. And in this stillness is you. and these qualities. And you look around this room, and for those who can't see, you sense around this room, and the room has all kinds of examples of your qualities in action. There's graffiti of the names of your qualities all over the road walls, or maybe there's artwork of the qualities, or maybe there's workstations where you can play and dance and feel your qualities. And in fact, right in this moment, you feel like spinning, like Sufi spin, and you're going to spin. And as you spin, the qualities integrate even more into your consciousness. And you can feel yourself spinning in this integrative way. That's it. And you're spinning and spinning. And then you decide to spin the other way. And what happens when you spin the other way is anything that is no longer part of your consciousness, of your new level of consciousness, of your quality, spins out, kind of like centrifuge. It just spins out anything that is no longer needed while you are in the power, the sheer power of you in your qualities. Yes? So feel yourself spinning and spinning and spinning. That's it. Beautiful. And then if you want, you can spin the other way and integrate and integrate and integrate. And then spin the other way and release and release and release. And you start to delineate each of the qualities through the workstations and through the artwork that's on the walls or any other paraphernalia that's here that's related to your different qualities. I have an adventuresome corner, and it's got all of my camping and hiking gear. My trip to Ecuador is in that beautiful corner. And then I've got my creativity corner, and there's a piano and a guitar and all of my weird instruments, and there's a microphone and a recording studio over there. And so notice the paraphernalia, and there's a stand-up comedy over in that corner. So notice this. It's all set up for you. It's all set up for you. And so you just feel now, as you look around and you've been integrating this energy, you just stand right now in your beautiful power of your divine qualities. This is your soul. This is who you are in this lifetime, at least. There's likely thousands and millions of other qualities that you've used in other lifetimes. I'm not sure. I really don't know the answer to that. But I know for here, there are these refined, succinct qualities that are you. And when you claim them in this moment, you have a power within you. I want you to feel this power. It's as if you have this cloak on, this cloak that contains all your qualities. It maybe it's like a uniform, like a superhero uniform, that it's part of you now. And it creates this energy of confidence and power and a remembering. It turns something on. It activates something within you. And on top of that, not only does it do that, but it has a natural kind of protection, if you will. Seeing who you really are creates this natural protection. And that natural protection gives you extra Zhuozhen energy to handle just about anything in your life. So you recognize who you are. You recognize, remember who you are. That's it. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And remember also that no matter what's happening in your life, you can come back here and play. You can come back here and remember who you are. You can come back here and notice you. That's it. Beautiful. Beautiful. So you're going to come back through the eye there. You're going to come back into your sacred chamber. Doesn't your sacred chamber look a little bit brighter? It looks a little bit different, doesn't it? It looks like it's been buffed up, polished up a bit. And then you bring your attention back into this moment, back into this room, back into the here and now. And when you open your eyes from this perspective of your beautiful qualities. What's it like to open your eyes remembering who you really are? Because this is who you really are. All that other stuff was just a bunch of walnuts. That you thought you were, and you're not. This is who you are. You're a great power, is who you are. Your amazing qualities that make your great power is who you are. So open your eyes and just describe right now, what does it feel like in your body, in your mind, in your spirit? What's it feel like right now? What does it feel like? Because, again, what you're doing is you're shining the light of consciousness on this transformation that just happened. Beautiful. So I'm going to do a little bit more of a cognitive conversation again and just talk about a few things, and then we're going to do a spontaneous transformation technique. That wasn't a spontaneous transformation healing. That was just a spontaneous transformation journey. Okay, so we talked about the What's Right pages. One of the things that's really helpful for the mind to do in the midst of stress is to just pause with your qualities in place. You can just pause a little bit sometimes, and in that pause is a moment to make a new choice. So the qualities are really going to help you do that. So you've got your What's Right pages as well. Another thing that's really helpful for the mind is in the midst of stress to just stop and make a conscious decision to focus on just the facts. Okay? Just the facts. Here are the facts of the situation. What we can do because of our beliefs and because of the stress activates the old coping mechanisms that it's trying to protect us from getting to those emotions, is that we will elaborate and we will make up things that aren't really true about a situation, although they may be true as well. So instead, what takes all the emotional energy out of it is to just state the facts. I'll give you an example. I recently was out for sushi, and this woman shared with me in a very just the facts way. So it gave me a wonderful model to talk about this. She said, I was doing some psychic readings with her and some medium readings with her, which I don't usually do on these calls, but I'll do them with strangers in the middle of nowhere at a restaurant in the city beside me. I don't know this woman. So she was asking me about her ring. And she said, I lost my ring. And it was a very special ring to her. It was a new ring, and she lost it. And she was asking me about it. And that was basically what she said. I lost my ring, and is it permanently lost? And I was, you know, doing a little bit of psychic stuff with her. And I was working with someone else, and they told me this long, elaborate story about something that happened. And at the end of the day, it was something similar. They had just lost something. Okay. So two things. The facts are, I lost my ring, and I'm sad. The facts. All the energy is now taken out of that, and that stops the stress and overwhelm a little bit, okay? So the other side of that is the big, long, involved, stressful version of that, which is often our story. So I made one up here that I shared in the seven-day program. Oh, my God, I lost my ring. I can't believe I lost my ring. What's wrong with me? Why is life always like this? Why do I lose everything? You know, and my stupid husband, he knew that I had lost some weight and that ring was loose, and he should have told me to not wear it to the spa when I went there. And I don't even know if I lost it at the spa, but my stupid husband didn't tell me. And he didn't remind me to not wear my ring. And oh, my God, my family is going to divorce me. They're never going to speak to me again. I'll never be able to go to another family do. Do you see the point? Do you see what's happening here? This is what we do. We go into this long, involved thing about something, and we just threw a lot of meaning at it. We threw a lot of matter at it. We made it matter. And here's what we do. When we make something matter, we make it dense. When we make something matter, it becomes matter. It becomes solid, dense, right? So the opportunity now is to just say to yourself in the midst of stress, what are the facts? What are the facts? You know, I had this person who worked for me who didn't do the job because they didn't really have the capacity to do the job I wanted them to. That's the facts. That's it. No more, no less. Not that they didn't love me, they didn't support me, and how dare they, and they ruined me, and blah, blah, blah. No. The facts are square peg, round hole. That's the facts, right? Can you feel a difference in the vibrational energy of that? So that's a beautiful, beautiful thing that you can do. Okay, so again, I'm doing 7 days and 90 minutes. I'm giving you lots of really cool stuff to do. I did one of these in each day. There's another thing that I've created for you that is on the page, and you can download it. I'm not going to take it off the page, so don't panic. If it's not there, please refresh the page because I added it before the call. And if you refresh the page, it's okay if you're dialed in, you're good. If you're on the webcast, it will automatically, you can start listening again immediately. Or if you want, you can duplicate the page and then refresh it. But there is a stress alleviator worksheet. My beautiful colleague Rita helped me put this together when I was talking about it. And it is a really powerful worksheet that allows you to really change the stress in your life. Let me explain to you how it works. There are four columns. On the far right-hand column is stress, the things that cause stress. And there's a little column beside it, and you're going to assign a number out of from 1 to 10 about that level of stress. So, for example, doing these shows is actually a little stressful for me. This is about an 8 stress for me because I really want to help you. I really want to make sure that I'm doing a good job so that you can have a different life. It's important to me, and usually things that are important can create more stress, and it's not a bad thing. It's just stress. So if I have an 8 stress moment like this one, then I'm going to find something on my list that is on the opposite, the right-hand column is going to say stress alleviators, right? And so those are the things that I can do, and they are also numbered. So reading is about an 8 for me. So about half an hour of reading would overcome the stress of this workshop. So I'm going to do the number 8 stress alleviator matching the stress creator. And if you can do that every day, you number the things that are stressful, fill it out every day. It's really cool. It's super easy. It takes 2 minutes. I'm not kidding. 2 minutes. This was a 9 stress. This was a 9 stress. So you had 18 in stress. So you've got to find 2 things that are equal to 18 that you're going to do as a stress alleviator. And you'd be surprised how easy it is. If I go sit on my hammock for 10 minutes and just breathe and look at the clouds pass by, outside in my backyard, that is a 10. And if I can do that twice a day, it's 20 minutes. That's it. Isn't that cool? I could read for 30 minutes. If I don't have time, I just go and do my 10 stuff. Go for a hike, walking on the beach, just taking your shoes off and walking in the grass for 5 minutes, doing a little bit of yoga for a sunrise set for 90 seconds. These things can make a list of all the stress alleviators and do them. Make sure they're not like, a 2-hour hike is a 10. And, that's going to cause stress doing a 2-hour hike. But if you get a 2-hour hike in once a month, then that might be a 20, right? So that's a really powerful worksheet that's there for you that I can't tell you how your stress level is going to decrease immensely just by doing that. Okay, so and all of this stuff is changing our mind. Just the facts is a detour around the mind that allows you to see and understand. Yeah, so Rita's giving you instruction on a Facebook group on where to get your stress alleviator worksheet. So all of these things are detours around the mind because the mind is just trying to protect you, but it creates a lot of the protection mechanism that creates stress. It actually creates stress and overwhelm and anxiety. Okay, we're doing really good. So I want to get in a spontaneous transformation healing. And one of the things, and before I do that, I just want to share an opportunity with you. Okay. There is a 21-day stress, anxiety, and overwhelm workshop that I have created. It doesn't have to be 21 days. It could be just a library of stress and overwhelm workshop. Right now we're on day 15. We're going into day 16 tomorrow live. So it's the last 5 days of the program. But it is waiting for you. If you go to 21daystress.com, 21daystress.com, day is singular, 21daystress.com, you can register for only $67. It's a really good deal. For the stress 21-day stress, anxiety, overwhelm, healing intensive. Every day we get together and we play with the things like you're experiencing tonight. Every day there's a cognitive conversation. Every day we find amazing tools to move through the mind and calm the mind down and unwind old beliefs that we're about to do right now. Every day there's powerful journeys and there's a spontaneous transformation technique healings that we're about to do. And 21 days is habit-breaking territory. When it comes to stress and overwhelm, it's often a habit of stress, and understandably so. I get that there are really good reasons why you're stressed. I get it. Trust me, I get it. You know, I get it. There's no accident that I'm doing a stress and overwhelm and anxiety workshop right now because I've got a lot of it in my life. It's been really helpful for me. And you can scroll down, and this is a 7-day program that was free, that's part of the 21-day program. But I'm going to invite you straight into the 21 days if you're interested. So it's only $67. You own this forever. You'll get the transcripts. You'll get the Facebook Live videos of each day. And it's really cool when you can read the transcripts, too, because it's a different learning style. And you get it in a different way. And it really, we are unwinding the core stuff. Remember that little boy and what he was experiencing? We go back there and we unwind those beliefs. We crack those walnuts open and we create a powerful healing. And again, I'm just about to do a spontaneous transformation right now that allows you to really change your mind about who you are and what life is in general. And then you have this space. And you have this capacity in your field of being. Honestly, it's the weirdest thing. So much of our life we're spending with our space is right here, like right here in front of us, right? And this is reaction territory because when something shows up, we have no choice but to go, right? Stress, anxiety, and overwhelm. So what this program does is it creates space, like lots of space. And it's like 360 degrees of protective, beautiful space that allows us to no longer have to react, but instead respond to life, make choice. We find pauses in the moment before reaction, and we make a new choice. We've had relationships that have healed. We've had health that is healing. We've had amazing, miraculous transformations through just the beautiful act of honoring our soul's journey. And again, 21 days is breaking the habit of stress. That's why it's 21 days. But it doesn't have to be 21 days. You can do it in 21 days in a row if you'd like. You can take the next 3 months and do, you know, a couple a week. You can go at your pace because most of them have already been recorded. You can start on day 16 with us tomorrow. And then you can go back and start day one, finish it up at the end. Whatever works for you is fine. This is just a stress alleviation program, and it works. So if you're interested in that, go to 21daystress.com or click the green buttons on the page you're on right now. If the green buttons aren't there, refresh the page. If you came earlier, came yesterday, they weren't there yesterday, they're here, they're there now. So refresh the page. And I think at the bottom of the page, it tells you how to refresh the page. But if it doesn't, just click the little half circle in your browser to refresh the page, and the green buttons will be there. If not, then go to 21daystress.com. If you're on Facebook Live, Rita will post that link. 21daystress.com will get you there. And join in a, you know, I'm going to stop sharing this in a moment. However, I just want to share one thing. One of the things that I do as part of my my business is that I go into my sacred chamber and I talk to you. I talk to my ideal customer. You are my ideal customer. You wouldn't be here if you weren't. And I ask you, what do you need? And I got this idea last fall. You know, during the election, everyone was so upset and so divisive, I should say. And you told me you wanted this. And so I started creating this program, and it worked beautifully. And so then I reached out to you on my list and my subscribers, and I said, what do you need? And you said, I need some healing of stress, overwhelm, and anxiety. I need some emotional healing. It's too much. So your soul asked me for this. that's why it's here, and that's why you're here right now. So if you're interested, really, really consider the $67 investment. It'll probably be one of the most powerful investments you've made. And one more thing. If you're listening to this, then you are on the cutting edge. This is the cutting edge of transformation. And you are here to make a difference on the planet. And your contribution might be as simple as changing your mind about you, recognizing your great power and knowing and claiming your qualities, which we do almost every day in this course. That simple act creates a wave in the universe. A wave in the universe that changes all. And if there's anyone here on the Facebook group that is in the 21 Day program and you'd like to share, please do. Share what it's been like for you. It's pretty miraculous. I'm actually getting a little emotional as I tap into the 21 Day peeps and how much we've changed and grown together and how much we've experienced together. I mean, shoot, day two, I broke down in tears. It was so stressful. So I'm on the journey with you, right? That's it. There you go. So that was a beautiful, there's a little healing just from talking about it. The program is that powerful. So if you're interested, go to 21daystress.com or click the green button on the page where you're listening to the webcast or you got the information on how to dial in. And if the green button isn't there, refresh the page. Okay. So we're going to do a spontaneous transformation right now, and we're going to do it on powerlessness. It was very profound when we did that in the 7-day program. And powerlessness is the number it's right up there. Let's say it's top five of the things that actually cause stress. Because what actually causes stress is this feeling like we aren't in control, that something else is in charge of our life. What really causes stress is a sensation of not being in choice. Not being in choice. Right? So when we're not in choice, I mean, it's horrible. It's a cage. It's a prison. So we're going to do spontaneous transformation healing. We're going to crack that walnut of powerlessness. Okay? It happened a long, long time ago, this feeling and energy of powerlessness. It's been held for us for this moment, for us this evening right now. And it's here for you to finally give voice to that part of you that was powerless, and it was real. And your mind has been avoiding it and creating coping mechanisms and stress as a result to avoid that first moment, okay? So it's very gentle, process, very loving, very honoring process. This is a spontaneous transformation technique. So in this moment, just think about moments that have been recent or even in the past, but recent is good. The gift of the spontaneous transformation technique is you use it in the moment of upset. And the moment of upset now becomes, instead of a period of this is what is and it's horrible, now becomes an and, and something else is possible, and now becomes a point of access. So in a moment of powerlessness, think about what did it feel like? What was the emotion in that moment of powerlessness? Like, I'm thinking about, I had this wild experience in business where someone who I was paying money to held me hostage, and I owed them a little bit of money. It wasn't a lot. And there was also a question about the money owed, and they went nuts, and they tried to get me kicked out of the country. They tried to get me kicked out of a movie, and I felt powerless. I felt like, whoa. There's nothing I can do. They're nuts. They're insane. How can I possibly get control of this situation or even command of it? So that's what I'm going to use. I'm going to use that moment. And you find your moment of powerlessness. And just tap into the energy and feel what the emotion is underneath it. What is the emotion underneath that powerlessness? And for me, it is... And sometimes it's hard to find the emotion. I have a list of these emotions. I'm going to just share the list. So maybe it's one of these. Maybe it's anger or fear, panic, terror, hatred, anxiety, worry, revenge, guilt, shame, confusion, jealousy, envy, sadness, hurt, grief, depression, disappointment, overwhelm, frustration, impatience, irritation, annoyed, nervousness, discouragement, doubt, pessimism, unsafe, alone, lonely, apathy, boredom. Maybe it's one of those. The most common are guilt, shame, sadness, hurt, and grief, and depression, fear, and anger. Those are the most common ones. So when I think about it, I'm angry. That's what mine is. So find the emotion, and if you can, it's okay. You can just go use the incident itself. If you can't find the emotion, it's okay. So, and again, you can't do this wrong. So right now, as you tap into that emotion or the incident, where do you feel that in your physical body? Bring your attention into your physical body. Right? So you, Sandy's, Grace's is fear, Sandy's is defeated. Good, that's good. So where do you feel that in your physical body? And find one place, just one place that it is. So bring your attention into that area of your physical body. And, of course, mine is actually in my liver. And so I'm going to bring my attention into my liver. Now, before you bring your attention there, we're going to embody the observer. So you're going to become this neutral, still point of the observer. And perhaps the observer is a guardian angel energy. So just imagine, what would it be like to be this guardian angel where you are neutral and somewhat detached, but yet very compassionate, or the fairy godmother. You know, the fairy godmother doesn't really get involved. They're often very neutral, right? Glinda's very neutral in the journey of the Wizard of Oz, right? So you're going to embody this neutral observer. Maybe it's mothering energy, like Mother Mary, the archetypal Mother Mary. Maybe you can embody that. So find, maybe it's a scientist that's neutral yet compassionate. So feel yourself being embodied, merging with that energy of the fairy godmother, the archangel, the mother, the whatever, the fairy godmother, scientist, whatever it is, and feel yourself merging with that observer and finding the still point of neutral. And just pretend that you can if you're not thinking it. And if you just have an inkling of it, that's all that's needed to do it. So just have an inkling that you can embody this observer. And the observer is, the energy of the observer is also someone who's like watching the movie, not in the movie. Okay, so that might help some of you. So feel yourself being that observer that is not in the movie and therefore not being affected by it, and therefore it can remain neutral, but it's also quite compassionate and it's having emotions, but detached emotions. Got it? And again, the reason I'm here a long time is because this is, it's incredibly important to be the observer in this moment. Very important. Okay, so just, what's it like? Describe to yourself what it's like to be the still point of the observer. That's it. And now you're going to bring that observer into this body part. Remember that body part? And as you get closer to the body part, you notice that in that area of your physical body, there's a younger version of you. There's a younger version of you. Okay, so bring your attention as the observer. So it's really important that you're the observer. If you're feeling the emotion, you are not in the observer. Okay, so release the emotion and just be the observer that is neutral in the still point, okay? And so the observer is going to bring its attention to this area of your physical body. And now you notice the little one there. You notice a younger version of you there. And as you get closer to this younger version of you, you say to them, as the observer, and they notice that you're the observer, and they're like, wow, this observer is giving me space to just be me. They actually notice that you are really being that observer. Excellent. And so you say to them, you make yourself known to them as an observer that is here for them, and you say, I'm here and I'm present and I'm not going anywhere. I'm here and I'm present for you as this observer that is here to support and honor you and love you, and I'm not leaving you. You, the observer, says that. And so I'm going to be saying some words that the observer is going to say to the little one, and you can repeat after me. If you want to change the words, that's fine. So you, as the observer, say, I'm here and I'm present and I'm not going anywhere. I'm not leaving you. I'm here for you. I'm here with you in this moment. That's it. And you can also feel yourself as the observer giving this little one space to just be. And that's what happens when you're a little bit detached. they get the space to just be. There's you and there's them. There's you and there's them. And the little one is just appreciating that. That's it. Beautiful. There's a beautiful little pulse there that just happened of transformation. Good. And so as the observer, you say to them, you know, this is the time now to feel the emotions. It's time for you to feel those emotions that we just noticed around around this energy of powerlessness, right? You get to feel the emotion of that. And you as the observer are going to observe them feeling. Remember, you're in the movie theater observing them, and they're having a feeling you're observing. They're feeling you're observing. So as you observe them feeling, observe them feeling. And you say to them a few things that's going to explain what's happening here. You're going to say, a long time ago, this moment of powerlessness happened. And in that moment, it wasn't safe for you to feel. It might have even been dangerous. So you held on to this and created that coating around it so that we could survive. And the little one's starting to get this. And you say to the little one, thank you. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for helping me to survive. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We survive because of you. Because of your courage, because of your smarts, because of your intelligence and your capacity to know to repress that emotion. And now it's time. That event that happened is long gone. It's long over. And we are safe here from any of that. We're in a very safe space right now. And so now is the time to feel the feelings that had to be repressed. Now is the time to finally give voice to the unvoiceable. Now is your time, my love. And we as the observer say this. And we just witness them finally expressing. Finally expressing the feelings. And remember, you're in the movie theater. You are the observer. They're feeling you're observing. Keep that distance. It's very important to allow them that distance. And notice if your mind wants to intervene and stop it and just push the mind aside ever so gently and just say, just let this little one feel. And we just let them feel and feel and feel. And we say to them, we're not asking you to change, little one. We're not asking you to change. And then we say, of course you would feel that way. How else could you have felt? Of course you would feel that way. Those feelings are real. They're yours, they're appropriate, they're authentic, they're as they should be. Of course you would feel that way. Of course you would feel that way. That's it. Good, very good. And we say to them, and again, remember, you're the observer, they're feeling. You're observing, they're feeling, okay? Really keep that distance. And notice that if you are feel like you're kind of diving into the emotions, just say to them out loud right now, I love you so much. I care about you so much. I'm willing to feel this with you. Give yourself permission to feel with them, but know that you're feeling with them. This isn't yours. It's theirs. Okay? Good. Very good. And so we just get to let them express and express and express, and they don't need to change. We're not asking them to change. Just feel. Finally give voice to this. Feel it and feel it and feel it. That's it. Beautiful. Beautiful. And we say, of course that's how you would feel. How else could you have felt? That's as it should be. Of course you would feel that way. And for some of you, there's another feeling that's coming up under the feeling, and that's okay too. And just let them feel you observe. They're feeling you're observing. That's it. That's it. Beautiful. Beautiful. That's it. You're feeling, they're observing. Sorry, you're observing, they're feeling. You're observing, they're feeling. And we just tell them how much we love them. That we love their amazing courage that held on to this for so long. And we're so, so sorry for what happened. We're so sorry for what happened. And we love them so much, and they're so loved. And I want you to notice that there's this beautiful energy of love that is coming in, and they're noticing it too. They're noticing this beautiful energy of love that is coming in. And this energy of love is filling the space and just loving them, honoring them, acknowledging them, and just saying, I love you. We just tell them, I love you so much. And find your own words now. How much you love them. That's a beautiful healing. We're in the healing singularity now. And we just love them, and the love is coming in, and the love is coming in, and embracing them if they want, or giving them space if they want, whatever they want. This is their, they can do whatever they want. They can rage or cry or be upset or hide, whatever they want, they can do. It's all appropriate. It's all as it should be. That's it. And they just feel and feel, and the love is coming in and in and in, and we love them, and we tell them how much we care and love about them, and that they don't have to change. And we say again, if you want, I'm so sorry for what happened, sweet one. I'm so sorry. You were so brave. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. There we go. There we go. We're in a really beautiful healing pulse here. That's it. And we just love them. And they start to notice that the love is getting bigger than the emotion. And while it doesn't make them or the emotion less significant, it just makes it less significant in the face of this love. And so this love is just loving them and empowering them. And they're starting to change a little bit. They're starting to resolve that feeling. And there's the resolution. There we go. And so in this moment, there's this beautiful metaphor, if you will, of a universal vacuum cleaning coming in and just vacuuming up all the old dust bunnies of the old resonant energy that's no longer needed. All the old resonant energy that is no longer needed is just being dusted up, dusted away. That's it. That's it. And they're starting to really feel the love that's here, and they're starting to be reminded of the love that they are, and starting to be reminded of the power that they are. And so in this moment, we're going to ask them a question. We're going to ask them, around all of this, what is it that you need now? What do you need now? Around the original emotion of powerlessness and the emotion that was there and the emotions that you felt and expressed and the resolution that just happened and the dust bunnies being vacuumed up of that old energy. What is it that you need now? What do you need now? And let that little one show you. Don't let your mind kind of come in and explain it. Let the little one show you what they need now. And it's likely a quality of some kind. I need love. I need hugs. I need power, I need structure, I need infinite acceptance, whatever it is. I need love. Whatever it is. What do they need? Have them tell you what they need. And now ask them this next question. What would it be like if that need were fully and completely expressed in my field of being? Can you show me, little one, what it would be like if that need were expressed completely? Can you show me what it would feel like? Can you show me what my thoughts might be? Can you show me what my emotions what would be like if I fully expressed that need? And she or he is gonna show you what it's like. That's it. Beautiful. And as that's happening, just take a minute and shine the light of consciousness on what's happening here. Shine the light of consciousness on what it feels like. What's it like as she's showing you, as he's showing you that need expressed? What does it feel like? And describe it to yourself. That's it. Describe it. And what does that feel like? Describe that to yourself. Good. And now, from that perspective, claim it. You're going to put an I am statement right in front of it, and you're going to claim it. Claim it. So describe it and say, what does it feel like? I am, and you're going to just claim it with an I am in front of it. And the two of you together are going to get together in a little ceremony. The little one is going to create the ceremony. And the two of you are going to get together, and you're going to claim it together. Okay? So the two of you together are going to claim it. That's it. So the two of you together are going to create this little ceremony. And on a count of three, you're going to say out loud what your I am statement is. Okay? On a count of three, you're going to say out loud what your I am statement is. And you're going to be very present with this little one as you do it. Ready? Here we go. One, two, three. I am. And state it. Two more times. Three times total. That's it. That's it. And as you claim it, feel that. Feel that. What if that were true? What if that's who you really are? What if that were true? What's that like? Describe that. That's right. Leanne is free grace's peace. That's it. Beautiful. That's it. Beautiful. That's it. So just feel this moment right now. We're going to thank the little girl, the little girls and little boys, and they just want to go off and play now. We get to feel our qualities. We get to feel the power of this moment of remembering who we really are. And we get to think about the circumstances of our life that is causing stress. And we just get to stand in our power right now. We get to stand in this 360 degrees of space that we have. And we get to recognize that that is not who we are. This is who we are. That thing now is starting to become a choice that we can either react against or respond to. That thing that is stressful out there is out there, and we are in here and in charge and in command. Got it? You got it? So imagine right now with me. We did 90 minutes, a little over 90 minutes. We got through a lot. We got through almost all the 7 days of material in 90 minutes. Imagine now being on this journey with me for 30 minutes a day for 21 days. 21 days is habit-breaking territory. You cannot be the same doing something like this for 21 days. Now, we crammed a lot in here tonight. And so you'll get all the 7 days that we kind of covered again. And it will be even more powerful because it will be in bite-sized chunks. Yeah, so Deborah's, I'm strong enough to protect myself now. The little Marianne's little one is jumping up and down in joy. Exactly. And so every day as we do this, and it's interesting, as I said, astrologically right now is a time of we are being tested. We are being asked to deal with things in a better way. That's why the influence is there. And that's why this course is happening right now. There are no accidents. So if you want to break the habit of stress, you've got some great tools right now. And you can go and play with those. And if you really want to go for it, then join the 21-day program. If you really want to go for it and you really want to get this one, I suspect you're going to look back at this moment and say, this was the moment. You can point to it and say, this is the moment where things really started to change. Sharon says, thank you. I'm feeling strength and peace. Kathy's saying, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Because of you, this came through tonight for you, through me. Thank you. So 21daystress.com. We'll get you all 21 days. It's a library. It doesn't have to happen in 21 days in a row if you don't want. You can go at your pace. Or you could join us tomorrow morning for day 16. Wouldn't that be fun? Imagine tomorrow morning, day 16. And read some of the things that people who are in the 21-day program are sharing about it. It's powerful. So I thank you. I feel like we are full up, and I was thinking I might open up the lines, but I think I'm going to. That was plenty. That was plenty to play with, and I don't want to overwhelm you. So if you have questions, you are welcome to ask the questions here on the Facebook page. On the page you're on, you can click and join the Facebook group. I will answer questions on the post if you want. I will answer anything you need. I'm happy to support you. But most of the questions, the answer will be join the 21-day program. I'm not kidding, because all of the questions will be answered there. We go through it step by step by step, day by day by day. It's incredibly powerful. Oh, I love our 21-day program so much. They're so meaningful. They're really good for me too. So I hope you'll join us. I hope you'll say, okay, I'm in. I'm ready to allow my mind to change. I'm ready to crack some walnuts. I'm ready to unwind some of these old beliefs that no longer serve me. I'm ready to create new neural pathways. So just one final note. What happens with these healings is sometimes we have created new neural pathways tonight, several in fact, that are here to help you with stress. And sometimes when those new neural pathways show up, there's the old shadow neural pathway. And that shadow neural pathway still has a little bit of strength and is still a habit, but we're creating a new habit now. And so that old neural pathway will create resistance for the new neural pathway. Life, some things might show up in the next couple of days that might say, oh, it didn't work. It's not how that works. So what really is happening is the old neural pathway is saying, I'm ready to support the new neural pathway. And it's just like going to the gym and resistance training. We don't yell at the weights because they're offering us resistance. So we don't have to yell at the things in life that are providing resistance anymore. We just have to say, I'm going to the neural pathway gym. So I want you to notice that a few things might show up, and it's not a test. It's actually just the old neural pathway showing up to provide a little bit of resistance to choose these new tools that I've given you tonight. Okay? So use the tools that you've been given tonight. Do your stress alleviator. Just the facts, ma'am. What were some of the other tools I gave you? Understand the beliefs that are deep in the unconscious are just walnuts that have been held there for really good reasons. Do your what's right pages. Do yourself the stress alleviation chart. Tap into your divine qualities. And then go to the neural pathway gym by using all of those. That's the neural pathway gym. And spontaneous transformation is too. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. Thank you for trusting me with your time, because I know most of you don't have it. And by the way, another consequence, another result, another piece of another cherry on the top of this 21-day program is you actually create more time. I am not kidding. The productivity level of the people in this group has exponentially increased. You have more time. It's the weirdest thing. I don't get it, but it's real. So if you want more time, join the program that you don't have time to join. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of my community. Thank you for joining me on this journey as I transition into doing more of my spontaneous transformation work. I'm so honored and truly, truly, truly privileged to play with you and to support you in any way I can, really. I just want to help. I just want to make sure that all of us are contributing to this planet in a way that is changing the dynamics of what's happening. So thank you. I love you. I'm honored to play with you. And I can't wait to see some of you tomorrow morning on day 16, right, as you join the program. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Much love. Good night, everyone.